getting off this broken merry-go-round. I'll be a running when I hit the ground, cause the highway's calling my soul to fly. Chase that sun across the western sky. All aboard if you wanna ride. Come on over to the other side. Things ain't always what they seem to be. These days it's hard to tell what to believe. But if you look real close, you will see right through. Then you'll know just exactly what to do in that highway's calling your soul to fly. Chase that sun across the western sky. All aboard if you wanna ride. Come on over to the other side. You start doing things your way. Don't let the man tell you what to say. Cause if you get caught up in that same old game, you'll have nobody but yourself to blame. When that highway's calling my soul to fly. Chase that sun across the western sky. All aboard if you wanna ride. Come on over to the other side. And hear that highway calling your soul to fly. Chase that sun across the western sky. All aboard if you wanna ride. Come on over to the other side.
That was Balsam Range with their song The Other Side. And with that song, hour number two of Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg is now underway. And again, during this second hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the gospel of Jesus Christ in bluegrass gospel music. I remember when I was just a little boy and my mom would tuck me into bed at night and we would have prayer, and it would go something like this: Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Remember that prayer? Maybe you prayed it too as a little child. Well, this song is all about that. It's from Mark Hauser and the Bluegrass Drive, The Little Children.
Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, God save the little children. Protect them, Lord, and when they dream, give them roots and give them wings. Give them wisdom all their days, God save the little children. Temptation waits around the bend. This world is filled with paths of sin. So hold them safely in your arms, dear God. Save all the little children. Let them smile and know their love. Guide them with your light above. In times of weakness, don't let them stray. God save the little children. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, dear God, save all the little children. Temptation waits around the bend. This world is filled with paths of sin. So hold them safely in your arms, dear God. Save all the little children.
Wasn't that nice? The Little Children, done by Mark Hauser and the Bluegrass Drive. Now we're going to pick up the pace again. Here we go with Edgar Loudermilk and the Power Up Above.
When there's nowhere else to turn and your heart begins to burn, there's a friend, he watches over me. I'll tell you of his love, of how he shed his blood, and of the things that he has done for me. There's a power up above, it is our Savior's love. I know he's there and he watches over me. There is no other love that's stronger than his blood. He's redeemed and now he's set the sinner free. This day, and how he'll guide you through this troubled life. Just look to all his grace, and it would help you face any problems, any burdens, any strife. There's a power up above, it is our Savior's love. I know he's there and he watches over me. There is no other love that's stronger than his blood. He's redeemed and now he's set the sinner free. Love. I know he's there and he watches over me. There is no other love that's stronger than his blood. He's redeemed and now he's set the sinner free.
Edgar Loudermilk and the Power Up Above. Now we listen to a song from Lawson and Williams. It's called There's Absolutely Nothing God Can't Do.
He walked through the fire with those three Hebrew men, delivered Daniel from the lion's den. What he did for them, he'll do for you. For there's absolutely nothing my God can't do. He washed me in his blood, and I'm clothed by his grace. Destination heaven, when I finish my race. When I wake up in glory, I want to see you. For there's absolutely nothing my God can't do.
Mercy and forgiveness, he'll give it to you. For there's absolutely nothing my God can't do. He washed me in his blood, and I'm clothed by his grace. Destination heaven, when I finish my race. When I wake up in glory, I want to see you.
absolutely nothing my God can't do.
There's absolutely nothing God can't do. That was by Lawson and Williams. Well, our next song has some more of that good old banjo-picking music in it. It's by the Village Singers. There's a great day coming.
There's a great day coming, a great day coming. There's a great day coming by and by. When the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come? For the judgment day, are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? There's a bright day coming. A bright day coming, there's a bright day coming by and by. But its brightness shall only come to them that love the Lord. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day?
Folks, you better be ready. You better know the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, because indeed there is a great day coming. That was by the Village Singers. Now here's some more banjo picking music for you by Larry Sparks. The song entitled They Know.
I've traveled round this country, traveled far and near. There's some good folks in this land, I found them everywhere. I found them everywhere. Old-time Christian neighbors who lend a helping hand. The love of God in their hearts, they've been born again. They've been born again. They go to church on Sunday, sing and pray and shout. Good old born-again Christian, they know what it's all about. They know what it's all about. I'm just a weary pilgrim, I tell about my Lord. I sing of how amazing grace saved my dying soul. Saved my dying soul. I put my trust in Jesus, He is so good and kind. I'm on the road to glory, He goes with me all the time. He's with me all the time. They go to church on Sunday, sing and pray and shout. Good old born-again Christian, they know what it's all about. They know what it's all about. You might see me in the evening when the sun is sinking low. I may be gone tomorrow to a better home. To a better home. We could go to sleep in Jesus, lay these bodies down. But in the resurrection, we'll hear that trumpet sound. Get up out of the ground. They go to church on Sunday, sing and pray and shout. Good old born-again Christians, they know what it's all about. they know what it's all about. Church on Sunday, sing and pray and shout. Good old born again Christians, they know what it's all about. They know what it's all about.
My longtime friend Jay Kessler says it this way: the first sound we will hear from every throat when we all get to heaven is, oh. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. My mentor, Ray Steadman, had this description as he talked about moving from earth to heaven. We move from the very restricted and limited realm to this massive panorama of the whole scene in front of us. And it will be so good. It will be so good. It all will have worked together for good, including the tragedies and the heartaches, and the illnesses and the calamities, and what we would call premature deaths, and even birth defects, and on in heaven. It will all unfold, and we will see His plan was right.
Author and teacher Chuck Swindoll.
This world is not my home, I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now onward I go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Eternally, the saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise drifts back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
That was Alan Tompkins with his song, This World Is Not My Home. Well, the next song I'm going to play for the married couples listening to Bluegrass Gospel today, and I hope that what this song is all about holds true for you. It's by Lawson and Williams. It's called "Till Death Do Us Part."
Till death do us part, what a beautiful vow for two hearts to take and treasure through the years. It was taken from the pages of our Lord's holy word, and too many times it ends with bitter tears. There's no vow that's so sacred, there's no vow that means so much when you say it and you mean it with your heart. Just remember it was said in the presence of God. Love and cherish one another until death do us part. Hearts are broken every day by divorces and the teardrops, grief and shame. Little children, they must suffer for a wrong they did not do. They still want their mom and daddy, they don't care just who's to blame. There's no vow that's so sacred, there's no vow that means so much when you say it and you mean it with your heart. Just remember it was said in the presence of God. Love and cherish one another until death do us part.
That was Lawson and Williams, "Until Death Do Us Part." Well, again, for those of you who love the old hymns, here's that song, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus," done for us on Bluegrass Gospel by Mike and Brenda Scott.
"'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just in simple faith to plunge me, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him Jesus, Jesus, how I trust.
Mike and Brenda Scott, and it 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Well, along the same lines of the topic of trusting the Lord, our next song is from the Crow Brothers. It's called Trusting in My Lord.
Pockets are empty, my soul is tired. My clothes are faded and ragged and torn. From all these battles and trials of fire, but I'll keep standing strong and trusting in my Lord. This mean old world, Lord, has rejected me. Since I won't serve their dark master and king, help me to stand till the day of victory. When all the riches in this world won't mean a thing. I'm growing weary, but I know you'll find me looking for redemption that's drawing near. Though all the powers of the earth may bind me, still I'll be trusting in my Lord and will not fear. And pain. Well, I hope that great day is coming soon, 'cause I've been hurting so my tears fall just like rain. I'm growing weary, but I know you'll find me looking for redemption that's drawing near. Though all the powers of the earth may find me, still I'll be trusting in my Lord and will not fear. Yes, I'll be trusting in my Lord and will not fear.
You're listening to Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg, a radio ministry of Gospel Time Ministries, Incorporated. We depend upon your prayers and financial help to stay on the air and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to Bluegrass Gospel, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
How the Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He bought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He bought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
That was that grand old hymn, Victory in Jesus, done for us by the St. John Bluegrass Trio. Well, a lot of people think it would be great if the Lord Jesus Christ came back today to call his church home, but maybe that wouldn't be good for some of the people that you know and love. Maybe they haven't ever been born again, haven't ever been saved. And so it's a good thing for them that Jesus continues to wait. And that's what this next song is all about. From Donna Ulise, it's called Wait a Little Longer, Please Jesus.
Wait a little longer, please Jesus. A few more days to get our loved ones in. Here the labor is so hard, and the workers are so
and tears will fill our eyes, for our burden
and maybe we can help them find their way. Well, if waiting is the cause, then they might not be lost. Lord, that's the only reason why we sing.
Wait a little longer, please, Jesus. Donna Ulise here on Bluegrass Gospel. Well, our next song is by Kathy Boyd and her group Phoenix Rising. It's called Walk Humbly.
Wherewith shall I come to stand before God? Shall I bring him burnt offerings and rivers of oil? Shall I bring him my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sins of my soul? But the Lord, he has told you, O man, what is good and what is required of you. That's to do justice and to love mercy. Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with God. Now the rich men of the city, they're full of violence. Their tongues are deceitful, their mouths filled with lies. But the voice of the Lord has called to that city. You'd be wise to fear, he's appointed your time. For the Lord, he has told you, O man, what is good and what is required of you. That's to do justice and to love mercy. Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with God. In the last days, he will gather the outcast, beat swords into plowshares and learn war no more. Sit under the vine and under the fig tree. Each person will walk in the name of their God. For the Lord, he has told you, O man, what is good and what is required of you. That's to do justice and to love mercy. Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with God. Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with God.
That was Kathy Boyd and Phoenix Rising with Walk Humbly. Well, for those bluegrass fans out there who enjoy good fiddle music, this next song ought to please you. It's by a guy by the name of Larry Cordle, C-O-R-D-L-E, Larry Cordle, and the name of the song is We Blame the Devil.
To God, the woman made me do it, it was all her fault. Eve said, it's the serpent, he said I should. I know you told me not to, but he said it was good. She blamed the devil for everything, but he didn't make her eat it. No, don't you believe it. She made She blamed the devil for everything. Well, the banker told the farmer, he said, Mr. Steele, I hate to take your farm, but you made the deal. So the farmer shot the banker, killed him dead. The devil made me do it, that's what he said. He blamed the devil for everything, but he didn't pull the trigger, make up lying figures that led a man to his grave. He tried to lay his sin upon him, hide his guilt behind his name. He blamed the devil.
Sorry, I know you wanted to work on that science project. Well, tell Dad I'm picking up dinner now. And, by the way, I got you that video game you wanted.
Mom? Mom, if you're home, pick up the phone. Mom? Well, guess you're not home yet. I'm going to Stacy's. Well, I'll be home by about midnight. See you in the morning.
Hi, guys. I'm working late tonight. Talk to you tomorrow.
Mom and Dad, it's Kyle. I'm going over to Tyler's. His mom and dad asked me to go camping with them. We should be home sometime Sunday. Bye!
What's missing in your family? Your family? Remember, it's the time spent building memories together that are most important. A message from Focus on the Family.
Surely coming in God's word, we're plainly told, when the sun will stop its shining and we'll walk the streets of gold, and the angels will be singing, we'll be singing,
weary pilgrim,
welcome home,
welcome home,
you have reached the shore eternal,
shore eternal.
Now
live forever at God's throne. With him we'll live forevermore. His love will dwell forever, and death will never reach that shore. And the angels will be singing,
weary pilgrim, welcome home.
Welcome home.
You have reached the shore, eternal shore, eternal.
Now
live forever at God's throne. So listen on, you weary travelers, a few more days and we'll be home. The road is dark, but he's our beacon. His light will shine to lead us home. And the angels will be singing,
weary pilgrim,
welcome home.
Welcome home.
You have reached the shore eternal,
now
live forever at God's throne.
Larry Stevenson and his group there with the song Weary Pilgrim, Welcome Home. Well, let's listen to another one of the grand old hymns. The song What a Friend We Have in Jesus, done for us by the Marksman Quartet.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. We often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in shield thee, thou wilt find. console us there.
Great, great, great hymn song there. What a Friend We Have in Jesus, done for us by the Marksman Quartet. Well, I want you to listen very carefully to the words of this next song. It's done for us by Terry Baucom and the Dukes of Drive. It's called What Will They Say About You?
When it's all said and done and they come to say goodbye, will you be going to meet him in that home up on high? Will the angels shout the praises of the things you used to do? What will they say about you?
Did you help your neighbor?
Get off the wicked path of sin. Did you let out all the love you have within? Did you follow in his footsteps just like he said to do? What will they say about you? The ability to make a difference now. Just trust in the word of God and he will show you how. When your life on earth is over and your journey here is through, what will they say about you?
Did you help your neighbor?
Get off the wicked path of sin. Did you let out all the love you have within? Did you follow in his footsteps just like he said to do? What will they say about you?
Did you help your neighbor?
Get off the wicked path of sin. Did you let out all the love you have within? Did you follow in his footsteps just like he said to do? What will they say about you? Did you follow in his footsteps just like he said to do?
Oh, tell me,
what will they say about you?
Something to think about, indeed. What will they say about you? That was by Terry Baucom and the Dukes of Drive. Well, our time for hour number two of Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg is about to expire. But don't go away. I still have one more hour of this kind of music to play for you here. We're going to close out this hour, as we always do, with some instrumental bluegrass music. And while we're playing that, and while we're getting ready for the final hour, here's your opportunity again to get on the phone and call some of your friends and relatives and neighbors and encourage them to tune in for hour number three. Tell them where they can find it on the radio dial. Also, this gives you an opportunity to quickly grab a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen and send a little note to the radio station of thank you. Thank them for putting Bluegrass Gospel on the air. You could also take time to send me a little note, and maybe you could include a little contribution to help us cover our expenses. My address is Bluegrass Gospel, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Okay, we're going to close out this hour with the instrumental bluegrass gospel music, but don't go away. I will return very shortly with hour number three of Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg. Stay with us.